Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Tony Awards last night, and I guess Robert De Niro F-bombed President Trump when he was walking on stage. De Niro went on stage to, in the run-up to a special performance by Bruce Springsteen, and then he did the F-Trump thing and had his fist pumping and whatever. So Springsteen got a Lifetime Achievement Award last night. Now, here's a guy, he's only been on Broadway for, I don't even think it's been a year that he's had his show on Broadway, and he gets a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Tonys. That's pretty nice.
So that does complete the Grand Slam?
No,
he doesn't
have
an Emmy.
He's got
the Oscar and the Grammy.
He's got the Grammy, he's got the Oscar, he's got the Tony.
Yeah, but I don't think he's got the Grand Slam. No Emmys.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what he would get it for an Emmy. They didn't do Emmys for music videos, did they? Probably not.
I don't think.
It could have been used.
I wrote, does Springsteen in the Google thing finish, says have an Emmy.
Does he? All right, you look that up. The big winners last night in the Tonys were Harry Potter and the Cursed Child Parts 1 and 2. For Best Play, and The Band's Visit was won Best Musical. Okay, while you're looking that up, can you turn on my 8-track here, please?
Yeah, baby.
If you don't mind. Fleetwood Mac guitarist Danny Kirwan is dead. Now, Danny Kirwan goes way back with the Mac. He was in the very early days of the Mac. I mean, talking about the Peter Green era of Fleetwood Mac. He joined in 68.
Before it was Big Money Mac.
Yeah. He joined in 68, and he got fired in 1972. But he does play on Albatross. Peter Green was the more known guitarist from that era. But Kirwan was in on this thing. So why did he get kicked out of the band in 1972, just a few years before the band really blowed up? Well, apparently he had frequent uncontrollable fits of rage and was suffering from debilitating alcohol abuse. This really is kind of a sad story with this guy. After he left the Mac, he did some solo albums in the 70s that never went anywhere, and succumbed to mental illness, spent large parts of his life homeless.
Peter Green went down that road too.
Same thing with Peter Green. Band tried to help him out, but he refused. Right. That's bad, man. This is a nice piece of music, though, from the Mac back in the day. This, if you need to, like, zen out or go to sleep, you listen to Albatross, put this thing on a loop, and this will send you to that place.
Albatross. You need some Stevie Nuts.
Yeah. All right. Redmond O'Neill, the son of Farrah Fawcett, he's in trouble. He's being charged with attempted murder. This guy is involved in alleged crime spree that took place over 5 days last month, included attacking five men and robbing a 7-Eleven convenience store. This guy has been battling drug addiction for some time. Two guys got injured in this attack. One of them got stabbed in the face. Redmond O'Neill pled guilty. I checked that, not guilty to robbery and meth and heroin possession last month. He's been in jail for a month now. And then your celebrity DUI over the weekend. Vince Vaughn arrested for DUI 1 o'clock Sunday morning, Manhattan Beach, California. He was taken into custody after failing a routine checkpoint set by police. Another passenger who was not identified was arrested on obstruction and public intoxication charges.
I don't think this is his first one.
I think he's got some others.
I think he's got a couple others.
He's 48 years old, Vince Vaughn is, and he was released on $5,000 bail. And that's the trash. What'd you find out? Does Bruce have an Emmy?
He has been nominated twice, but has not won. He got nominated in 2001 for Outstanding Variety Music or Comedy Special for Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band Live in New York City. And then he got nominated in 2009 for Outstanding Special Class for his entertainment program from the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 38.
Oh, his halftime show?
His halftime show got nominated, but it didn't win.
So that's the last piece. There's only a handful of people who have the EGOT. They call it the Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. And he could be one of those guys. They'll probably just give him an honorary one like they did with the Tonys at some point so he can complete it. That's the trash.